For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Carbon Health, in partnership with Color, will be administering COVID-19 vaccines at the San Bernardino Depot Metrolink station every day this week until Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. No insurance is required and the vaccine is completely free. They will be offering the two-dose Pfizer and the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Everyone ages 12 and up are welcome. A parent or guardian must be present for anyone under 18. Each individual receiving a COVID-19 vaccine at this event will get a free round-trip Metrolink ticket. The San Bernardino Depot Metrolink station is located at 1170 West 3rd Street in San Bernardino. Appointments are encouraged, however, walk-ins are accepted. To make an appointment to get your COVID-19 vaccine, visit myturn.ca.gov. Local health officials are echoing CDC requirements on those who must still wear a mask now that California has reopened. And demasking may be a slow process. Fully vaccinated individuals won't need to wear face coverings in most indoor and outdoor settings, but they'll still be required to wear a mask on planes, buses, trains, airports, and transportation stations. Other places where vaccinated people will still need to wear a mask include healthcare settings, prisons, homeless shelters, and schools. In addition, private businesses may choose to continue requiring facial coverings. More than half of those in the Inland Empire over the age of 12 have not been fully vaccinated. They'll still be required to wear facial coverings outside their home. The unvaccinated can only take their masks off in public when they're outside and can maintain 6 feet of distance with others. As for workplaces, California will let fully vaccinated workers go maskless after Thursday, June 17th, pending a vote from the state's Workplace Safety Board, Governor Gavin Newsom said on Monday. Newsom said he'll issue an executive order on Thursday codifying the state's new COVID workplace safety rule, which lets fully vaccinated California workers not wear masks at work and also ends social distancing. Those not vaccinated will still have to wear masks when working indoors or in vehicles. Governor Gavin Newsom has doled out $1.5 million each to 10 vaccinated winners at Universal Studios Hollywood to mark the end of the state's coronavirus restrictions. The $15 million awarded Tuesday was the final part of Newsom's $116.5 million so-called Vax for the Win program. The effort encourages residents to get vaccinated and speed up California's recovery amid the COVID-19 pandemic that's killed 3.8 million globally and 600,000 nationwide. Tuesday was hailed as California's reopening and meant the end of many coronavirus-related restrictions, including masks, social distancing, and capacity limits in most settings. California residents may be asked to reduce electricity use this week to avert rolling blackouts amid a heat wave that threatens to strain the state's power grid. The California Independent System Operator says it should have enough electricity to meet demand and avert outages. But disruptions such as wildfires that burn transmission lines or other unexpected problems could lead to the first flex alert of the year. Officials say that if an alert is called, people would be asked to voluntarily cut electricity use from 4 to 9 p.m. today and Thursday. The University of California is reversing course and will require all students, staff, and faculty to be vaccinated against the coronavirus this fall. The San Francisco Chronicle says the decision reverses a proposed policy UC announced in April of requiring vaccinations only after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration fully approved at least one of the three vaccines now being administered under emergency authorization. It's not clear when the FDA will give full approval. UC has already said it would exempt students from the vaccination requirement if they have medical or religious reasons. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.